Welcome to the Paper Player Podcast. My name's Jeff. I'll be hosting today because our normal host is actually gone because he's talking to QC about how the fact his box he just got was terrible. I'm joined by my co-hosts here, Josh and JB. How are you two doing today?
Pretty nice.
I'm all right. I got most of the stuff that I was looking for, so.
You got your four Ragavans already?
Oh, yeah.
I got three.
So
I
today,
have nothing I want yet. I need so much.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff in this set that people really need four of, it seems like. It's definitely impacted Modern. But before we get into any conversations like that, today we're going to be talking about spoilers from the new set that'll be coming out in, what is that, like 2 months, called Adventures in the Forgotten Realm. We're going to be talking about all the secret layers coming out, and then maybe some little bit of Commander here and there too, because JB hasn't played yet, and me and Josh definitely have a lot, so we want to get him into that. So let's start with some spoilers. One of the first cards I saw that was spoiled that they had released was, I'm going to butcher the hell out of this name, but Tiamat cost Warburg and two for a 7/7 flyer. When it enters the battlefield, if you cast it, it search your library for up to five dragon cards not named Tiamat that each have different names. Reveal them, put them on into your hand, then shuffle your library. What do we think about this card?
You missed the most important detail.
It's
legendary
a dragon
creature,
god.
Dragon God.
This is true. It's our second Dragon God we've gotten, right? Because isn't Ur-Dragon a Dragon God also?
I think Nicol Bolas, does that count?
I think he's just a dragon.
The Planeswalker, though.
He's a god pharaoh, I'll give you that. So I don't think this card will see play in Constructed at all. It doesn't.
No way. We don't know. This card could actually be really stupid if, like, there's this, like, a mythic bomb dragon in each color that comes out, which is going to happen. There's going to be one for each color.
But how do you get to seven mana?
Not
like,
even that.
I mean,
what? Like cultivate.
Yeah, but you have one of each. I mean, if you look at Nivdalite, even like them getting to five mana isn't the easiest thing. So
I
like,
guess, like duels suck. Maybe they'll put some new duels in this set. There's got to be something.
Speaking
It'll
of
be...
that, by the way, I think this possibly might place Ur-Dragon in five color. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
In standard, I mean, I don't think this will make it to Modern or anything.
Oh yeah, in standard, yeah. Standard's a little slower. Plus, does Throne finally rotate, or are we still stuck with that terrible set?
There will be super standard with this for a little bit, right? Because
October is rotation.
Mistrad will rotate Throne out.
Yeah, I still don't think this is going to see any play at all. I feel like it's. You never see anyone playing a five-color deck in Standard unless you have really, really broken mana, like back when you had the Shock Omno? Fetch.
Uro? What?
Uro's two-color.
He means as like a ramp
like all the five-color ramp decks. Some people just play like the
you're talking about the
ultimatum, like the
No, that card gets played in like 2 to 3 color because they cheated in Historic. It doesn't even really see play in Standard anymore. And when it did, wasn't it in the Fires and Invention deck because it didn't matter the color you paid?
I guess. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I haven't played Arena in a while, but.
But you were speaking about lands. They actually revealed a land, I want to say like a couple days ago, called Den of the Bugbear.
Oh, yeah. They
it's a land.
Crazy art, right?
Yeah, it looks like the cover to a D&D book.
Mm-hmm.
It's a land. If you control two or more other lands, it comes into play tapped. It taps for a red. And then you can pay red and three until the end of turn. It becomes a 3/2 red goblin creature that has, whenever this creature attacks, create a 1/1 red goblin creature token that's tapped and attacking. And this is still a land while it's a creature.
Man,
so basically,
are great.
I think this card will see play in Standard. I don't know about outside of Standard. 4 mana is a lot, but again, we still do see manlands seeing play. This also creates tokens when it swings, which seems really good. I don't know. What do you think about it, JB?
I was trying to think of an applicable Legacy deck because I know there's the Moon decks that do wonky stuff like this, but I guess if you're already playing Moon, it's going to blank this land immediately anyway, so.
You play it in lands? I mean, it is a win condition.
No, that's too much mana to be paying to do that, and you're just going to be aggroing towards doing the...
Oh, yeah, that's right. I guess I'm thinking of old school lands where they played 43 lands and won without playing the 2020 Indestructible Flyer.
Yeah, in that case, I would totally see it, but...
What do you think, Josh?
I mean, it'll see play in Standard.
You don't think it'll see you play outside of that?
I mean, probably not. I mean, you'd have to like push. They'd have to be. You'd have to like really push for it to like see a modern play in a red deck, maybe.
Eight
But
whack, man, all the goblins.
yeah, like something like that isn't that big. Does that deck play the land from Eldraine that like pumps your team?
I do
Plus one,
believe
plus two.
so. Even some burn decks actually play that. I've
Like,
noticed like a one
would
of.
as you, the burn player, would you rather play that card or this one?
I'd rather play that one because it only costs three and it pumps my entire team and it does not come into play tapped if I control a mountain.
Right, so.
Yeah. The one thing I do want to bring up is that I am a big fan of weird things that don't look like magic cards, and this is right up my alley, so I hope they do print something that I'll actually play or be interested in.
Well, that's like an EDH All-Star though, that goes in every single goblin deck or whatever.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It goes in my. It's a rare. Ugh. Like, it does not go into my common and
Cube.
uncommon deck. No, my com or my
Oh.
cube or my cube. I have that red black common uncommon deck that would be really nice in, but strictly commons and uncommons.
So there was a card that was spoiled about a week ago that I wanted to talk about because like Mill is kind of like on the uprise in Modern. I've noticed it's been like 5-0-ing some leagues. There's Tasha's Hideous Laughter. It costs two blue and one for a sorcery. Each opponent exiles cards from the top of their library until that player has exiled cards with total mana value 20 or more. Do you think this card can see play in Mill?
I have like almost bought into that deck like a few times in the last like 5 days.
Do you
I
think they
don't
have
even
a
need.
spot for this, though?
I think it's worth it to have all the pieces and build it accordingly to your meta, and then if it does work out, like this is definitely a card I would want to have in my like mill package. Maybe I'm not playing it every time. Maybe it's not in my 60 every FNM, but like if it does like just blow a lot of people out, like there's no reason to not play it. 20 like 20 cards, if like the someone was doing the math that you can get like average like 15 cards in some like formats.
What about you, JB? What do you think of this card?
From what I saw on the average, because I know what Josh was talking about, there was a nice breakdown in a spreadsheet for Legacy specifically. And from what I was looking at on that Legacy sheet, the best hit you could have with this on average is against lands because a lot of their stuff costs
Zero
nothing.
cost.
And the issue is the average you were hitting with lands was like 13 cards, maybe 14. So it's just slightly better than your Glimpse the Unthinkable, and that card sees very little play to begin with. Obviously, mill is mill, so.
So here's my idea about the card. The one thing I really like about it over Glimpse is it exiles. So
That's,
you get
yeah.
around any mill hate that stops from like Emrakul, stuff like that that they put in to like shuffle their deck back in. Also, I feel like 13 is really low for lands because like 20 CMC total is a lot. And like you're the
Right.
lands player, what's the most expensive thing you play?
Balakut Exploration.
And that's
Probably.
what, three?
Yeah. Yeah, it's three.
I think it has a chance to see play in like modern mill, I think. I mean, modern, it probably actually hits less than legacy, I think.
I like this card to have in my modern, like the modern mill deck is seem it seems like it's real. There's a lot of like 5-0 lists showing up. At least from like the online data, and it seems good.
And as we talk about it, JB is pulling up
Right.
a list for us.
Blue black mill, it sounds like a climb.
Yeah, it is.
And like there's a bunch of different versions. I've almost bought into this deck, but Hedron Clabs are like
Which one is
$7.
Cryptic Incursion?
That's like from Jadenwatch.
Oh, yeah, that's the one where, yeah, exile creature cards. Okay.
It
That
just helps you.
Fractured Sanity is the new one from Modern Horizons 2 that we didn't talk about. That card's really pushing it, where you each opponent
Oh,
moves
the one
four
that makes them
cards.
each. Yeah, and you can cycle to make them mill. What is it, four cards?
Yeah, it just gives
Yeah.
more ability to be flexible, which is good. Kind of the same with the Crypt Incursion, because then you get to gain life on aggro decks, so you don't just lose.
Some decks are playing Glimpse, other decks aren't. Lurrus builds and all that. I think there's a place for it in one of the builds. I definitely think there's a place for that mill until they hit 20 mana value, whatever it's called.
So my
Absolutely.
issue with seeing stuff like Mill in the top eight is that the format is online mostly, right? It's on MTGO, and everyone is trying different decks at the moment. So you got
Have
a
you
lot
ever
of
played against two Hedron Crabs?
I'm just saying you got a lot of unoptimized lists that you're playing against with this Mill deck, so there's better chances that you're gonna get there with something a little more wonky like this at the moment.
Agreed, like with all the problems with rental services right now, with people not being able to get Ragmans, not being able to get Urza Saga, stuff like that. A lot of the online decks on Modo are very like unoptimized. So Mill's Time to Shine currently is now, but it doesn't mean that this deck is going to be terrible. This is also a Lurrus list I noticed, so like there are probably some Mill cards they're not playing. Well, I guess Lurrus only stops permanents, not instants
Right.
and sorceries.
Like, I think Lurrus Crab is a legit strategy. Crabs are
Too bad Lurrus can't
good.
bring back lands, though.
I mean, that's fine. You got Ouroboros.
That's true. So another card that was revealed was a Planeswalker we got. Lolth the Spider Queen costs 2 black and 3 for a 4/4. Whenever a creature you control dies, put a loyalty counter on Lolth. 0. You draw a card and lose a life. -3. Create 2/2/1 black spider creature tokens with menace and reach, and then -8, you get an emblem. Whenever an opponent is dealt combat damage by one or more creatures you control, if that player loses life,
If that
there's so
player
much tech.
lost life less than 8 life this turn, they lose life equal to the difference. So essentially, you lose 8 life no matter what.
So if you like bolt them, they lose 5 additional life. Or no,
Combat
it's
damage.
combat damage. Yeah. All right. So if a 1/1 hits them, they still take 8. I think this card is only okay. I like the design. I think it sees standard play because Planeswalkers always see play in standard no matter what they are, pretty much. But I feel like they're protecting it. Like the spiders needed to have. I guess they do have reach. I was gonna say they need reach, but they do. I don't know. I'm indifferent about it. I could see it seeing play in standard. I don't think it sees play outside of that though.
What I
Not at
like
all.
about this card is the static ability. Like, that feels like such a missed opportunity. I wish
You could
it.
board wipe the turn after and
Right.
bolt.
Right. That's what I wish it came down and ulted. I wish for 5 mana it came down with one loyalty and it ulted. Or like, came down with like one loyalty and you could wrath it, wrath right away.
I mean, if it's
Or
late
like.
enough in the game, you can. There is what's the foretell board wipe where it only costs 3 after foretelling it?
I just wish like that like seems like a really cool planeswalker ability
Concept.
interaction like that could have that feels missed, but I like the static. I hope it shows up again. I don't like this card though.
Maybe.
I'm not a fan of this card. It does not do very much when it hits the board. It doesn't protect itself to a
I mean, it
degree. I
makes
mean,
two creatures.
well, two, but I feel like, I guess, you get your loyalty back when you block with your 2/1 spiders, but the alt just doesn't fit with everything else it's trying to do.
I feel it's really outside of its color. Like, I feel like black is more about loss of life over damage.
There could be some flavor interaction that we're missing here. It could
Oh
be
no,
that.
agreed, but like just talking about the card in general, like the alt doesn't feel like a black Planeswalker alt.
I
Right.
would disagree because of the way that it's worded for the alt, because the creature deals one damage and then Lolith is sitting back and has her minions do whatever, and then when they only deal one, she sucks the other seven because it's
I
her
guess that's true.
planeswalker token.
Yeah, I guess. I think I'd be way more excited for this set if I knew more about the lore of D&D. Like I play D&D, but I've had no experience with the Forgotten Realms, and I heard it is a really good story. I've had a bunch of friends tell me that it's really good. So I have been thinking about looking into the books. Plus the characters seem really unique. Like one of the other cards I was gonna bring up is Drizzt Duerrnden. It's a white, green, and 3 for a 3/3 double striker. Whenever it enters the battlefield, create Godwyr, a legendary 4/1 green cat creature token with trample. Whenever a creature dies, if it had power greater than Drizzt's power, put a number of 1/1 counters on Drizzt equal to its difference. And it's a 3/3. So,
Look at
what
this
was
one.
that? What was that set that had the green white guy that made a wolf when it came in?
The uncommon.
I think it was a rare. It maybe was an uncommon. It was a recent set. There was a creature that when it came in, it made a 3/3 wolf, and then I want to say like maybe it fought or something like that, but it was a green white and it did see play.
Thought that was Kaldheim, maybe.
It might be. I think it was before that though.
Trying to
Maybe
think
it
of
would.
that planeswalker that makes a creature, like a specific legendary creature. It's like a
That
2/2.
was Nissa. She made a 4/4.
No, I'm trying to think. There was like that guy who had his dog. You know what
There
I'm
was
talking
the.
about?
Yeah, I don't know his name though, and I don't want to butcher it, so.
I was about to say, I think it was from like the Chinese specific targeted stuff, and
Right, yeah.
then
Oh, the green guy.
yeah, that's
With
where
like
he
a
came from.
planeswalker deck.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about now.
And he made like Mawu or something,
Yeah, that's the
the dog.
dog's name. Mowu, Mao.
Yeah.
Say that
So
10 times fast.
that's kind of what this reminds me of, is something like that, except I forget what was his plus ability for that set.
I want to say involve lands or something.
This card says win target draft.
Agreed, it is definitely a draft card.
Double
So there was
strike
like.
is super strong. You get an extra guy. You get to
Oh,
pump
yeah.
him a bunch.
So there was two more spoilers from this that I wanted to talk to or about. There was, you want to talk about the sword, so there's three. There's Brunnar Battlehammer, red, white, and two. Each creature you control gets +2/+0 for each equipment attached to it. You may pay zero rather than pay the equipped cost of the first equipped ability you activate each turn, and he's a 5/3 for four.
Anytime you can put a Colossus Hammer on for free sounds really good.
I agree. I don't know if this really fits into Hammer in Modern. I could see it in Standard. I think it's too slow in Modern. It's a four drop that does it.
I mean, it's uncommon. I mean,
This is also true.
I'm not asking for very much, but it's like for budget, it's great.
It'll be an EDH All-Star also.
Right. EDH All-Star. Anytime you can do equip for free, you can do all kinds of cheaty things.
The only downside, even though it's an uncommon, is you can only do the free equip once per turn. So I
Right.
also think that's like a real downside.
Again, 4 mana uncommon.
Agreed, agreed.
Let's go back 20 years, and what do you get a 4 mana for 4 mana uncommon?
I'll even
20
go
years
back
ago?
5 years, man. 5 years, and you'll still get garbage.
Sure. So there wasn't much to say about that card. I just think it's going to be great in EDH. I don't
It'll
think
be
it'll really just.
fabulous in EDH. I mean, you could maybe bust. You could do stupid stuff in standard, like stupid budget stuff. You could climb the ladder with this in standard, I bet.
What's a dwarf EDH general?
That new one, Brog, the one that taps every time a dwarf you tap, you get a treasure, and then you can sacrifice treasures, go get an
Bruna.
artifact. Yeah, she's
Yeah,
good. There's
she's
also
really good.
Dapala. She likes the pilot one that's got
Oh, the
the
vehicle one.
vehicle.
Okay. The only reason I ask is because this is a legendary creature, and so you can keep it as your general if you want, if you're going like for a weird theme.
And it fits into the colors of all the other free equipped creatures too, like, and you get Stoneforge Mystic, stuff like that. You get all of the equipment you need. You get the, what's the combo equipment again? Something forged, the red white one.
The Sunforger.
Yeah, there we go. So you have that in your colors. So yeah, I think this will be a really good EDH card, but outside of that, like standard at most. All right, so Vorpal Sword, one black for an artifact equipment. Equipped creature gets +2/+0 and has death touch. For 3 black and 5 until end of turn, Vorpal Sword gains. Every equipped creature deals combat damage to a player, that player loses the game, and equipped cost is 2 black.
I think this card's absolutely busted.
You're gonna
Ignore,
have to explain.
like,
Yeah, how?
ignore the lose the game text. Ignore
Okay.
it. And +2/+0 in death touch for 1 mana equipped to like
Two, yeah.
let's compare it to Basilisk Collar
That
in a
is a
mono black
r
deck.
yeah, but Basilisk Collar can go is colorless and gives lifelink.
But in a mono black deck, this is just, I think this card's busted. And like occasionally you get the 8 mana, I win the game.
So my question is, what format first?
I'm talking
Yes.
about in like standard.
Okay, in standard, I could see it
Draft.
being okay. The problem is there's too much removal most of the time, and like everyone talks about, like, oh yeah, it doesn't matter because you could just kill it with removal. But this, you're sinking your mana into at all times in order to try and keep board pressure, and you're not doing anything on the board beyond that. And I don't think it's strong enough to power through like a 1/1 chumper.
I mean, I think in your like mono black aggro or like mono black devotion deck, I think this card's really good.
Is
Like, it
there
could maybe even
devotion?
be like.
I'd have to see a list
Like, what's
because
a
like
mono black devotion list look like in modern? I bet you could put a one of in there
I
and
think this card would
occasionally
be
get the top
terrible in
card.
modern.
Yeah, it's super bad in modern.
And a
This card is way too slow in
mono black
modern.
devotion
Yeah,
changing
but
theory.
in devotion you don't want it. You don't want to be dropping this. You want to be dropping the creatures to put pressure while having your devotion. You're taking a turn off from doing that to like equip this. Because as soon as you try to equip it to something, it gets fatal pushed or bolt, and then you have to dedicate more mana next turn, taking away from your devotion.
And you know
Hey,
what
but
I'd much
on
rather
turn
do?
8, when you've
It
blown out
has to
all
be
your removal,
equipped.
I win the game.
I mean, if you're not dead by that point, like you should have been killing your opponent without this card. Your Gary should have killed them. I agree that
I've
it'll see
been
play
late,
in standard. I think that that
but
is very possible. I just think in modern, it's not doing enough.
I think this is like, it looks like a trap, but I think this card's pretty good, especially in a mono black deck. I mean, probably nowhere outside of a mono black deck, you're probably not playing this card.
Even in a
But
mono
I think
black
this
deck,
card.
I'd rather just be Thoughtseizing them so that I can make sure that I can get
Tank
through with
Reef of
my
Emery.
good threats, you know?
You're not wrong, but I think
Someone will try it somewhere. Like it
it'll.
always happens. It's got a you lose the game text on it, so someone's gonna try to do something with it.
I think just that occasional. Even ignoring that, I think it's it. I even ignoring that, I think it's still v high pick in draft.
I mean, so even at that point, we have stuff that gives stuff +2 +0 and Death Touch for I think maybe one more mana, and it auto equips when it comes in. So why wouldn't you just play that? So the last card, there are a couple cards. We're not going to talk about all of them because a lot of them are like commons and uncommons. The last one I wanted to talk to you because this card I feel like was created to give white draw was Flump. It's a white and one for an 0/4 defending flying jellyfish. Whenever it is dealt damage, you and target opponent each draw a card. First, this card should not have been a rare. I think that was unnecessary. It should have been uncommon at best. And I feel like this is a terrible attempt at white draw. And I just don't like this card. Like, why do you want to give your opponent a card ever?
I don't think you ever play this card.
It's so bad.
This is, I think, a waste of a rare slot. I think
I
the
do
flavor of it
know
is
the
really cool.
yeah, I
Do
do
you?
know the flavor.
I was gonna say, do either of you know what a flump is?
Yes.
Okay, JB, I didn't hear you, but
No, I don't.
so in D&D, flumps are these like creatures that like are around the world and they're like super friendly and help you as an adventurer, and they're always like listening and like finding out information. So like, let's say you're on a mission, they'll give you information about like the boss you're about to fight or the cave you're about to go in. So I understand where the flavor of the ability comes from because it's like, hey, I'm here to help you. But it's just, again, like the whole design of this card, I feel like is so bad. Like I never want to give my opponent time to draw a card, even if I'm giving myself one.
You'll never play this card outside of Jellyfish Tribal.
Agreed.
I was about to say, I want you to remember that Wall of Omens exists.
Which is infinitely better than this card. And that's at what, like uncommon or common?
Divine Gambit's better than this card.
No, I don't know about
Hey, I think Divine
that.
Gambit could be okay at some point.
Divine Gambit, they're flump. That's what it's for.
This is true.
The other thing I'm looking forward to is seeing what the Beholder's ability is, because that's like one of, other than like Tiamat and a couple other known characters,
Dragons, yeah.
it's one of the most known like iconic characters from D&D. So I'm sure the ability won't be like terrible. Like sure, Tiamat not really like tournament playable,
Yeah, he's not constructed playable, but
but he
EDH.
definitely has like applicability in like EDH or whatever. So I'm sure we'll get something interesting with Beholder as well.
Also,
We're gonna
the
get
art.
five monocolored dragons, and it's gonna be great.
I hope so.
I'm confident.
Give me the whole chromatic.
Also, the thing about this new set is I really love this like D&D sketch art a lot. The like detail is really cool, and I think it looks really awesome. It looks like a page out of like an old D&D book before like they had colored ink. And the beholder one looks really cool.
I like the beholder one. That's the one I do like. I like that Wizards is putting all these alt art cards into packs, and they're pushing it, and they're like making the forensics a thing in Magic. And I really like it because, like, my Legacy deck, I go out of my way to get full art cards of the cards I want. But I don't think I like the sketch stuff. I don't like the Modern Horizons 2 ones really. What
The
I liked
Modern
about the Modern
Horizon 2
Horizons.
ones also look way different than these.
Right. I liked what I liked about the Modern Horizon 2 ones is the flavor text gave you the art direction. I liked that. I liked that specific part of it. It was just that the flavor text was the art direction. The Beholder one I like because the colors are cool.
Some of the
I
other
don't
ones
really
you're not a
like
fan of.
I don't really like the pages. I'm not a fan of it. And like I don't like the way the mana costs like kind of just like glued on almost.
Oh, one last thing too, I wanted to bring up. These basic lands apparently have flavor text now, and I don't think I'm a fan of it actually.
No.
No, it doesn't feel like a basic land. I feel like I'm looking at something that's supposed to be like a non-basic land, like something that's like coming to play tap scry or something like that. Like it just doesn't feel right.
I think they did it tackily. They should have just put it underneath the mana symbol, and
That
then
I
if you
agree
would,
with.
then it would have been fine. But
I also think it's specifically like looking at them, it's to explain the different, like what the art is from, like the areas of the Forgotten Realm, but I still am just not a fan of it.
yeah, I don't think it's going to be a common thing. I think, like you said,
Hope
it's
not.
purely to write the story that they're trying to portray for D&D.
I agree. All right.
When
Wouldn't
it
have covered
comes
the magazine.
to alt arts, I want to go back to that.
Yeah, go right ahead, man.
I look forward to the day when I can watch a paper tournament and I don't know what I'm looking at all, even though it's like a real deck. I just don't know what's on the field.
And it's
So
the
you gotta be
Demogorgon versus Rick from Walking Dead.
a huge fan of the Secret Lairs, which is where our next topic is gonna be going anyways, because like they create so many alt art.
Oh yeah. I really enjoy it. There's something that makes me laugh about the idea of, I mean, I know people always talk about the loss of what magic is in terms of lore as you do more of this kind of stuff, but I feel like I would have a lot of fun having announcers just try and pick through what the hell is happening when people are casting all these crazy name things.
Agree, like it is definitely fun to sit down and look at someone's deck and be like, I have no idea what like half like the what were those metal poster ones?
I
I
like
still
those.
I can I like them, but I can barely read them.
They
Like the
went much
names are
better.
so hard to read.
But in comparison to like the Japanese alt art Strixhaven cards,
Well, that's
how
also
is
because
it?
they're in Japanese. I can't read it because I can't read Japanese. Like
Right.
the poster ones are in English, and I can still barely read them because like
Right.
the way the letters are portrayed.
I still think barely legible is better than like
Unreadable.
completely. Some people, I've had like already, I've had someone like call a judge on my brainstorm, and I've only played it at
Wait,
like
when?
at the place that I play FNM at, because it was the guy playing the mono black
Oh, I know what you're talking
control
about.
deck,
That seems like a
and
little unnecessary. Like,
I
it's
thought it was unnecessary too,
a one
but
mana blue spell, even in Japanese. Like, I feel like what else would you be playing besides Ponder?
right,
Or Brainstorm, because that would be Brainstorm.
that's
Yeah.
what it was, yeah. Brainstorm.
See, and that's where you have trouble, is that someone may be like, well, what if it's not Brainstorm and you're just trying to use it that way because it's better for you?
True.
Oh, seeing as we're on D&D, by the way, with the new set and going into Secret Lairs, one of the first ones they announced was Saturday Morning D&D. Did you guys know there used to be a D&D cartoon back in the 80s? Because I definitely did not.
I actually watched all of this probably like 2 years ago when I found out it was real, and I had fun
Really?
watching it. It's not
Was it good?
it no, it's a dopey Saturday morning cartoon, right?
Okay.
It's
Kind
just
of like the really bad Legend of Zelda one.
Well, yeah, you're probably right. They're about the same. They're kind of in the same boat. But yeah, I don't know. It wasn't super long, so I just sat down and watched it.
So The secret lair comes with
Yeah,
Commander
first,
Sphere.
I want to ask, how many secret lairs have you all bought?
Oh man. 1, 2, 3. I've bought a total of four.
What do you count a bundle as? How
Like,
many were in the
how many
bundle?
secret lair boxes do you have?
I've got six sitting in my living room.
Yeah, and I've bought four.
I'm at 10.
Yeah, that's a lot. I'm about to be up there because I think this new bundle that we're going to be talking about is definitely worth buying.
I like love and hate secret layers because I can't buy them all, but like some of them I want. It's hard to spend money on man. Like so much. It's hard to buy everything anymore in Magic the Gathering. But before it was, I bought four boxes a year and I got everything, you know? But
Sure.
it's
So how
hard
about
to do
this?
that.
Before we actually like review the secret layers, what do you guys think of secret layers? Do you think it's a good thing, a bad thing? Do you not care?
I approve. I mean, obviously, I've bought 10 of them. I like them. I have to accept that I can't buy them all. I have to accept that not all of them are for me. And I like also accept the criticisms against it. Like, even though I really like the metal ones, I will agree that you can't read them.
What about you, JB?
The only problem I have with secret lairs is that something like the Rick card is not a card that's already in Magic, and as long as they stay away from specifically that and it's just alternate versions of cards, I don't care. Do whatever you want.
Right. I also don't like that it kind of undercuts the LGS.
But does it? Because they're releasing like specifically alt art. Like your LGS shouldn't be affected by like this Commander Sphere with alt art being released because you still are selling regular Commander
You
Spheres.
think that your LGS is going to sell any Elishnorns, Jhin Kataxis, Sheeldred, Urabrask, or Vorinclex in the foreseeable future?
How many people do you think that are going to spend 40 or $40 or $50 to get all of them versus just going to their local store and buying like the one they need?
That's what I'm saying. You can buy one, the only one you need in a secret lair right now for $30 for and get all five.
Agreed, but I don't think
But how many people does that take out of the market?
Wizards has already announced that they don't care about the second market, though. So why does that matter?
That's what we're talking about. I'm saying I
Okay.
feel bad to your LGS
Your
because
LGS.
you now
If
your
you're L.
LGS is going to be stuck with this product that's not going to move.
I think stuck is the wrong term because
Correct.
they're in Phyrexian also. So a lot of people don't like cards they can't read.
True, but
Considering most of these see play in EDH, where you're going to be playing against like different people and like different stores. So like you're gonna want to be able to like portray your ability and understand it. I do agree that it will take some away from the marketplace. Like there will be some people that are like, I got my Phyrexian ones for 30. I'm not gonna go out and buy an Vorinclex for $40 on its own.
right, that's gonna be me.
Which,
So,
yeah, I mean, it's gonna happen.
when it comes to LGSs dealing with this product, I think the best way for any LGS to go about it is to buy a couple copies of most of the secret layers and
Which
just
is what,
either sell them
yeah,
as
I noticed
individual
that.
cards or sell them online if they can't in person.
Yeah, which most of our LGS do. Every LGS I've gone to always has like secret layers for sale. So it's just another product. It's the same concept as like from the vault and stuff. Like you still see them sell it in Commander's Arsenal, and
I was about to
I
say, I
think it's.
think the amount of product in term of packs is actually more damaging than something like Secret Lair because now you have three different versions of the packs. People don't know which one
I
they want to
hate
buy,
it.
and then they sit around.
I used to think that I knew how to get everything in a pack, but then Modern Horizons 2 came out, and I don't know. I can't tell you what comes in what packs.
I am very, very upset that they did not do non-foil old border stuff from Modern Horizons 1. I really wanted some of that stuff in
Right.
the old border.
Non foil.
Yeah, it's
It's
either
very
etched
upsetting.
or foil, isn't it?
Right.
Wait, are you sure? I thought you could get them, and now that I think about it, I thought you could get old
I
border
think
non-foil.
I did see an old. See, I don't know. I don't know what.
That's
I
the
don't
problem with all
know.
of
And
this.
like, I'd like to call myself an enfranchised Magic player, right? But I don't know. I swear, maybe I think you can. I thought I was at when I was ripping my collector packs or whatever. I was talking to someone. I said the same thing. I was like, "You can't get these in non-foil." And then someone was like, yeah, you can. And I was like, show me a card that's from Modern Horizons.
No,
2
you said you couldn't get it in non-etched.
No, I said non-foil. And then
no, you said non-etched because we were showing
oh,
you.
Oh, non-etched.
Yeah, because I'm looking at it right now. And yeah, you can only get Force of Negation, Retro, Frame, Foil, Etched.
Right. That's what it was. It was the difference between etched and foil.
Yep.
That's so crazy.
Yeah, it irritates me because as
by
a
the
person...
way, Force of Negation, $2.
Mm-hmm.
Don't remind me. I don't.
Oh wait, no, you can. I just found it. Force of Negation, Retro Frame, non-foil.
Where?
Oh no, you say foil. What the hell?
Yeah, it's because there is no option. The TCG player doesn't know how to handle it because there's so many weird printings, and that's why you're seeing it as all foil when you click on it.
I will admit, though, the one benefit to them having so many types is, like, all the regular versions are normally way cheaper. Like, if you look at the fetches, like, regular Aired Mesa is, like, $20, but then you look at, like, the full art, and it's $30, and you look at the etched foil, and it's $50, which are normal, like, Aired Mesa prices, but a regular one from Modern Horizons 2 is $20. You'll never, like, when's the last time you've seen Zendikar fetches that cheap?
Right. I'm not complaining.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I know. I'm just saying
wrong with it.
Yeah,
I just
that's like the
don't
one benefit.
I don't know how to get anything, and I don't know what comes in packs anymore.
So, far as Secret Lairs, the bundle comes with a total of, I have to count those. There's so many. 1, 2, 3, 4.
There's a few bundles.
I believe it's 8.
Yeah, it's 8 because I accidentally. Yeah, there's the Saturday morning Saturday morning D&D one, which has some decent cards in it. It's got Commander Sphere, War of Invention. What else we? Impact Tremors, which I'm excited for. I love that card, and it looks really cool. We also got. I've never seen this card before, by the way. The what is that? Unbreakable Formation.
That's that white card.
Yeah.
Where's that from? I know that card.
I've never seen this card.
Kaldheim.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, because it has a den. It has that, like,
oh,
whatever that ability
is,
where you get more if you pay the correct mana or something.
That is correct.
Or, no. Never mind. It might not have been there, but I know I've definitely drafted with this card. It might have been thrown.
False information.
Might have been thrown. I know I drafted it on MTGA, though, so... It's a newer card.
This one isn't bad. I don't know if it's quite worth $30. The art is really unique. But the next one, I definitely think this one is like out of the park. I think this one is better than the Praetors. It's the Artist Series Mark Pool.
Right. That
so,
one's good.
Yes, it comes with Balance, Birds of Paradise, Brainstorm, Counterspell, Howling Mind, and Wasteland for $30. If you look up Wasteland right now, that card is going for $35 to $40. So Wasteland on its own already pays for this. And you're getting the old Birds art and new border, which I think is really cool.
Mm-hmm.
The Brainstorm looks really unique, too. What do you guys think about this one?
You're also getting...
The old school Brainstorm.
What was that?
That's the old... Oh, wait. Sorry, I'm thinking... I said Brainstorm looking at Counterspell.
No, the Brainstorm is definitely new. It's got, like, a samurai on it, like, holding a blue orb.
Yeah.
I think it's good to give people the option of the Birds of Paradise old art with foil, because I know people like that, so I think that people will go for it.
Right.
And again, like, you can get this in foil for $10 more, right? Mm-hmm. So yeah, $30 gets you non-foil, $40 gets you foil. A foil Wasteland, if I remember correctly before this was announced, was going for like $60, $70. So again,
also mentioned with that Wasteland art is Library of Alexandria.
Is that where the art is from?
No,
that's
it destroyed.
That's Library of Alexandria.
Oh, being destroyed. Oh, that's pretty cool.
Parallels the modern or the Eternal Masters one, which is City of Brass.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. I did not know that. So the next one is special guest Fiona Staples. I don't actually know who this person is. I feel kind of bad because I don't, but this one's got some cool ones. It's got Dryad of the Elysian Grove for those stupid primeval deck. It's also got Metallic Mimic, Sakura Tribelder, Soul Scar Mage, which I'm excited for. Spell Queller is the last one. I also think this one isn't too bad. I know the Dryad is still going for a few dollars. I want to say like 15 or 20. Soulscar Mage is like roughly like $5, so like the value in here is probably equal. I don't know if you're like making out anything, but The art is really unique
love these
too.
full art cards. I bought
Yeah,
the
they are really unique.
Black is Magic one, and it reminds me of how those cards came out. And like that soul ring that I have is so dope with and the ponder. I love that way that they make this card. I might end up just buying singles of this because I really like that Steve.
It does look really cool. What about you, JB?
Spellqueller looks pretty sweet. If I were to get Spellquellers, that'd probably be my art of choice.
All right, so what's the next one then? We've got special guest Jen Bartel, and we have Archaeomancer, Bloomtender, which is a really good one, Mesa Enchantress,
Bloomtender pays for the secret lair.
and Meteor Golem, which I thought was kind of random. I'll admit, Bloomtender, I didn't really remember what it was, but if I remember correctly, it's from Evening Tide.
It's from Eventide, and
Yeah.
it
Yeah,
is.
this one I don't. You won't get value out of this, but the art is really gorgeous. Like,
What's that Meteor Golem for my cube?
yeah, that's really cool looking, and it'll be awesome in cube. I just think Meteor Golem's really random. Like, this card doesn't really see play
This one
outside of
is
cube.
knock out of the park. $30, 5 Phyrexian Freighters. Can't go
And all
wrong.
in Phyrexian text, and have the new legendary border. So yeah,
Right.
this one definitely is all value. Right now, like currently, Vorin Collects is like $40 or $50, which is more than what this cost.
Right.
Like Elesh Norn is like 15 or 20.
No, that
Right.
Elesh Norn with that text is like, I thought
That's
$150 or
the
something.
Judge Foil one though. That's this one's probably going to be a lot lower than that.
Yeah, but
I'll
I
take.
did you have an option to get it in this same style without the
Not with the
judge?
Phyrexian, no. And yeah, the prices I am naming are for the ones that have English. These are in Phyrexian text, which is even cooler. And I mean, it is in Phyrexian text, but I imagine that their creature type says Phyrexian because that is a new creature type they added. And I do believe, I think with Vorin Clux being in Kaldheim, I think we're going to start seeing more Phyrexian creatures because I think we're going to be going
Right.
back to Phyrexia.
I was surprised that when that leak came out about
Vorin
Jin
Clux.
Kataxis in
Oh.
Strixhaven, I was like, I completely bit fell for it, but I'm kind of glad it. Maybe the Wizards pulled it. Who knows?
It
But
would have made sense. I mean, School of Magic, and you're talking about Jin Kataxian, who's supposed to be like an evil wizard. So,
I don't support leaks, but I read them.
the last one is the Mother's Day 2021, and it is four different Ma or Mother of Ruin. Mom's not too expensive right now, but this art is amazing.
For the Death and Taxes player who already bought the Thalia Secret Lair, they're
Oh
going to
yeah,
love this.
eat this
So,
up, and the art
right.
is just gorgeous.
You
So. Oh
got to
wait,
talk about
we
the Signets.
yeah, I forgot the signets. So we'll just talk about this as a whole because it's all 10 signets. What do you guys think of the art style? I know a lot of people like it because they look like the old Moxes, but a lot of people don't like it because they do. I'm more on leaning on the I don't like it. I think the Mox art should have been saved for the Moxes we actually have out. Like they could have done like Mox Amber, Mox Oval, stuff like that, and gave it this like really unique like old Mox look. But it's a
I
signet.
love it. They may not be Moxes, but they do produce mana. They don't look like they straight up jack from the Mox. I love, pull up the Gruul one. The Gruul one is the best one I've ever seen. I will pay $40 just for the Gruul one. It's literally two rocks held together with string.
Oh man, I need to find. Oh my God, it is. Holy cow. That's
It's
such an accurate description.
It's amazing. I love them. And on the topic of leaks, there was a leak of Triple Playmat coming up of an Arcane Signet, which has all five of the original Moxen in the Signet, which is what that if there is that art, it's likely that it's going to be the bonus card with these. I mean, it's not likely, but it's assuming that that will be the secret card that comes in the bottom of your secret lair. I have a 540 card uncommon only cube, strictly uncommons. The card has to have been printed at uncommon. I need to buy these for my cube.
Look at the rarity color. These are rare versions of these cards.
The cards were printed at uncommon, though.
Yeah, that's how his cube works.
Okay.
Right.
I was gonna
Hence
say.
why Force of Will is going in there.
Right. I have my the Force of Will in my cube is gold bordered.
Yeah, there was like a very contentious card that I had that I built an EDH around that said, mythics and on or mythics and rares cost one less when you play them.
You
Isn't that a
mean the
joke
foil
card?
card, the super secret layer?
No, that like MLP one that had like any cards in your deck that were rare or mythic were cost one less. So I would play that and then get every alt art I could so that way I could have everything cost less.
I'd approve of that. I'm okay with
You are a spike player.
that. That's
Holy
not.
cow.
That's cool. That's a. I approve of that deck.
So
Think I'm going to end up getting the both the Signets in foil and then the non-foil Praetors to get the 100 and break $100, get the free shipping, and then it like really is like a good deal.
also, they haven't announced anything. I know when the last time you bought all the bundles, they had the thing where you got the random fetch land from Secret Lairs. I wonder if there's going to be anything like that where you get like an extra if you get the bundle.
Who
Probably.
knows?
It drives sales. They wouldn't not do it. So who
This
knows?
is
Maybe you'll
true.
get your little mocks from there.
Right.
Whatever
Maybe
mocks
you
it
have to buy the
Mox,
alt.
Mox Amber, man. I want it to look
It's
like
Arcane
black leather.
Signet is what the link
Oh, yeah,
is.
that's right. You looking to buy any of these, JB?
Not at all. If I'm gonna do anything, it's gonna be maybe one or two cards here and there.
I'm surprised you're not going to get the Wastelands. But again, it is destroying Library of Alexandria.
He has Japanese wastelands.
Yeah, I have Tempest Japanese. Easy
Right.
peasy. Why would
Those
I
are way
replace
cooler.
that?
Those are way cooler.
Get these in Japanese. That's not possible, but that would be cool.
Dude, I wish they had a couple of sets in Japanese because I probably would have had a lot more cards from them if they did. But
So,
I don't know. I just
nope.
feel like a lot of the times when you're buying one of these, you're buying it, you're getting four cards you don't want and two that you do, or, one that you want and five that you don't. I'm not trying to pay cash for cards I don't want.
That's the
You are
thing.
a trade master, though, man.
I'm
Like,
paying for
fill your
15 cards
binder.
I want this time.
That's smart. You're getting 15 cards you want. Like, I just feel like because I was originally just going to get four of the Mark Pool ones so I could have a play set of Wastelands. And I was like, well, I'm just going to pay $80 more and just get one of each of them and trade for the other Wastelands I want.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with it, and I think you'll be able to find people who will trade for them, but my problem is that everyone who's buying these is buying the ones they want, right? They're getting rid of everything else by trying to sell it to recoup the cost of buying it.
So I know every week our other co-host Tony has his question of the week. I actually thought of one to kind of go along with what his was last week. His was, what would you like to see brought to modern that isn't in modern? So my question is, if you could have anything taken off the ban list in modern, what would it be? Start with you, Josh.
Mox Opal.
Why
Or
Mox
hang
Opal?
on, like
I suppose I should have asked you this
if we're
earlier.
just strictly taking a card off of the ban list, it would probably be Faithless Looting. I think Faithless Looting died an unfair death. But I
Really?
also think Mox Opal does died an unfair death. I think Urza is really the problem card.
So, why do you think Faithless Looting died? And this is coming from someone that played Phoenix till it died. Why do you think Faithless Looting died unfairly?
Because it like well there were so many decks that used it appropriately.
Like,
I think it died
what?
for huh?
I feel like that card, like, was abused. Like, you're playing in Phoenix, you were playing like six power of damage on turn two with haste, and dredge, you were dredging on turn two. Like, what was playing it fairly?
I mean, those were all fine decks. It was like Hogak is what they like tried. They banned Faithless Looting in response to Hogak, right?
No, they banned it because Phoenix and Hogak were the top decks at the time.
Yeah, because
I
right
still
before Hogak, it was Phoenix as the top deck.
And what
I
actually
think
killed Phoenix wasn't even Faithless Looting getting banned. It was the London Mulligan rule.
they keep trying to make a bad Faithless Looting, and it's just garbage. Just
This
give us
just
that
print
card.
careful study. It's a better
A
Faithless
blue
Looting.
one?
Think about it though. It solves the problem because the biggest problem with Faithless Looting is you could mill it and you would still be able to cast it from your graveyard.
Okay, maybe the flashback pushes it, but I still think it's like, I think it deserves a second shot. If Golgari Grave Troll got a second shot and got put back on, I think Faithless
I
Looting
mean,
can
they
get
did
a
it with
second shot.
Bridge too. They took that off and that got banned almost instantly too.
I think Bridge also died an unfair death.
Yeah, now that Hogak's gone, maybe it's playable, but I don't know for sure. I never really played Dredge in Modern. How about you, JB? If you could take anything off the ban list, what would you take off?
It would have to be. I always yell about it, and I don't know why I can't think of it. Splinter Twin. Splinter Twin is a card that is not fundamentally broken, and I don't think in today's meta it has a real shot. And you have all these
There's so
options to
much
deal with it.
removal.
There's so many cards to deal with their combo that it's not even funny. So I think it would be A-okay to bring it back.
JB the meme king. JB the meme king.
Meme King? For what? For
Yeah.
wanting Splinter Twin unbanned?
It
I've been
is the
sitting in that
biggest
camp.
meme.
Yeah, I know. I've been sitting in that camp for a while though.
It's probably fine.
If you wanted to be stupid and unban a broken card, it would just be Dark Depths, and then I would just play Depths in Modern too.
God, I don't want to see that,
Oh, no
please.
Dark Depths.
It
I
won't
guess maybe
happen.
dark. Maybe it's fine because like
No,
I.
you path it and then like go get a land and just do it again.
Brazen Borrower.
I
Yeah,
mean,
it's not good.
sure, but Modern has less options
Isn't
to
there
deal
like
with
a
it.
instant speed split second sack a
Sack
creature now?
doesn't matter.
for 2 mana, yeah, but if you go second, you don't beat turn two. Well, I guess, yeah, because then you go. I don't know. I still don't know if I think Dark Depths would. I think it's still too.
It's broken. I would never unban it, but if you wanted to talk about unbanning unfair cards like Faithless Looting or Mox Opal, I would talk about banning or unbanning that too.
My unfair unban would be Mycosynth Lattice, but the actual card I think should be unbanned is Punishing Fire. I think that card is nowhere near what it used to be in the format.
I think
Totally
that
agree.
they keep that on the ban list just so that aggro has a viable life.
I mean, it still does though. Like Punishing Fire, like there's so much graveyard hate now. It doesn't really do that much. You're gaining your opponent life, like in the actual combo, like. I think that card is really outdated.
What it used to be on there for was because the zoo decks would play it as a way to get over after they swung in a bunch and couldn't win through damage with creatures anymore. You had that combo to back it up. So I feel like zoo is not a viable option really anymore. So I don't think it would be an issue.
I mean,
Also think Hypergenesis should be unbanned. That'd be my unfair card to
no.
unban.
Anything that's like Cascade is already like unfair.
Agreed. Do you think Jit's too good for the format?
No.
Really? I think it's
It's
questionable.
Planeswalker.
I'd be okay with Jit too. I feel like
Yeah,
there's
you
enough.
also play control,
That
though.
like it, the problem with Jit is that it costs 2 mana.
It is very cheap. Agreed.
I mean, you're
The
cheating in
cost.
everything anyways, so who cares? Like any
This
equipment deck
problem, you
is
don't
cheating.
have to cheat Jit in.
I guess Jit is not a hammer. Hammer definitely wins the game faster for you.
I don't think it's fast enough. I don't think it builds enough board presence anymore, and I think you'd be okay bringing it in because there's so much removal with things like push, bolt, and it's
And
not
you got
like.
rip apart now, which answers the creature or the Jit.
And it's not like it comes on with two counters immediately, so they're not getting the buff immediately. They have to connect with something, so you have plenty of time to answer it, I think,
I
and
was
I
just
don't
gonna
think it would be a problem.
remember, do you have to connect with Jit to get the token or the counters?
It's not when you
Okay.
attack.
So you have to deal
Damn.
damage.
So before we finish out here, I did want to ask for Friday. Obviously, we've got Modern and all that kind of stuff. Are we drafting this week? Or are you guys looking to play Constructed? What are you more excited for?
Prior engagements.
Fair enough. What about you, JB?
Same. I really want to play Modern, and I had a lot of fun playing with my powered down version of the deck that I want to play, so I'm excited to try it with all the cards in it.
Nice. I
What
think
about
this
you?
week I'm gonna draft one more time this week. Give it one more shot at getting more Ragavans because that card just keeps going up. It's up to like $75 now.
I would
But
draft if I could.
I think I'm gonna draft and then the following week I'm gonna jump on to some Modern where I want to play that mono red deck with Fanatic Amogus,
Nice.
where you just kill your opponent on turn three. Feels good, and it's red.
Don't forget, in 2 weeks it's gonna be the Legacy Friday, so.
Oh, I did want to bring that up this last Friday when we were at FNM. They did announce that Legacy had fired, so they did Legacy again for the second week in a row.
Which I'm pumped about.
So
Nice.
I'm thinking they might our LGS might start doing Legacy every week, or just at least firing every format that has eight people that show up instead of limiting it to like Legacy once a month, which I really look forward to because Legacy is my favorite format. But thanks for stopping in, everyone who's listening. Make sure to check us out on Facebook, Spotify. We're also on MTG Cast. We're on iCast, Paper Player Podcast, and make sure to give us a follow. Anyone got to sign out? Bucks and Six. Have a good night, everyone.